Oh, I thought this was...
I was going to see if I could get in the stand.
Standing at attention?
I didn't know what was going on.
My pants were too tight. Well, look, Jim's red.
Oh. You're right, because your pants are too tight. Great. That was microphone. That's perfect. Thank you.
Now my face is red.
All right. Like, call this unruly meeting back to order. And we're meeting with Donna Neely. Donna, you have an announcement for us.
Under administrative, I believe.
Under administrative, which is from this morning, which carries all day.
Yes, Mr. Commissioners. My staff has just recently completed the petition process for the continuing of planning and zoning. The minimum signature required is 1,089. We had a total number of 1,340 signatures presented. Of that, 975 signatures were accepted, 351 were rejected, and 14 were duplicates. To go into further detail, 247 of those that rejected were non-residents. And then there were other reasons for the other rejections, like some were in other districts.
Could I get you to go through those figures one more time? I was trying to write, but I wasn't that quick. And then, if possible, I'd like to get a copy of what you have.
I'd be happy to give that to you,
thank
sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes. The required minimum is 1,089.
Okay.
The total accepted signatures, 975. Total rejected, 351. Total duplicate signatures, 14. Of those that rejected, 247 were non-residents of Taney County, and the other 104 were for various reasons. For instance, we had one citizen that appeared to have a Taney County address, but it truly is an address in another county. Only a portion of the road is in Taney County. So that shows up as a non-district voter. They're registered, but not in Taney County. Any other questions?
No, sir. No, ma'am.
I've got one. I didn't know, because of that being to announce, those being the ones that presented the petition, do they have to re-petition at this time?
I'm almost confident that's the case.
Yeah, they have to start the process.
I believe so.
It's not adequate. So
I mean, that's just a question.
I don't know, but we need to have that question answered, certainly, because it's going to come up formally.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
definitely
confident.
That's the reason I want to.
I believe the same. They have to start the process over because they submitted a complete packet. But, Bob, would you just make sure when all your to-dos that you add that to...
That's my understanding. Anytime a petition is submitted to the state, that's it. You have to start the entire process over if you don't have enough signatures. Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Thank you, Donna. Mm-hmm. Donna, before you leave, are you going to be here for discussion on, are you coming back? Oh,
yep.
We'll wait. Go ahead. Great. That's fine.
Under administrative, I just want to let you know I did go out to the Iowa Colony Road that was that we're working on. It's a pretty heavily traveled road over off Vacation Club Road. And the guys are doing a great job out there, working over the high lines and all that. So I just want to let you know that... we've hired a tree service company to trim the trees because they're so close to the high voltage, which is a safe way to do it. And we're shredding and chipping and all that. But the guys are doing a great job out there. You know, we got high traffic and some speeders that are having to slow down on that road that they normally don't. But all things considered, they're doing a great job. And I think we had a resident ask us to go by and take a look at the job. And I think we've all inquired. But anyway, I just want to let you know that I was out there this morning, and the guys are doing a great job.
I also had two calls of appreciation of the workforce out there. Mm-hmm. Said that they were doing an outstanding job, and I told them to send a letter to the editor because we hear about all the bad things that go on at Road and Bridge, but we never hear anything good, and if they would do so, it would be much appreciated.
Right. I agree. Commissioner Hausman, we have numerous things on the list, and on the post agenda is in no particular order. I didn't know why we're waiting for...
Let's go ahead and move on to something else, then. That's all right.
I was going to move to accept Nathan Easley to his proper term for sewer board. And when you say, what is that proper term?
In other words, you're...
Reappointing.
You would make a motion to reappoint
him to his reappoint him
existing position.
I would second that motion.
And that is on the sewer district, if I'm not mistaken?
That is correct. I am sorry about that. Here's this term. I don't have this term in front of me, sir.
That can be determined. Just the motion says would read...
To reappoint Nathan Easley to a new term at sewer board, for the sewer board.
And Dan has seconded that motion. Mm-hmm. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
I would make a motion to appoint Jeff Jackson to the BOE.
BOA.
BOE position.
Wait a second, we don't have that posted. We only have BOA posted.
We only have that posted. I'm sorry, I thought it was BOE.
Nope, just BOA is all we've got. Posted BOA and sewers, all we've got posted for.
Now, where would that be?
I thought it said board appointment.
Or it just says board appointment.
Oh, okay. Nathan Leasy's a 5-year term.
And then everyone on the BOA is a 4-year.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't. The BOE discussion, we hadn't decided if we were going to sit on it or not sit on it. That's why I was waiting up on the BOE.
Okay.
But the BOA. I had posted BOA. I'm sorry. I submitted for BOA and only sewer, because that's all I...
But what we posted, if I'm not mistaken, is
board
just appointments. Board appointments. So I believe that we're free to talk about any.
Right.
Do you want me to bring all of them down, sir? All of the vacancies?
You gentlemen have a lot of these you want to talk about today, or specifically just one more? Or
I was just going to do BOA, because that's how I requested it.
So. And the reason that I made the recommendation that I made is because I've had calls about you're making board appointments, how come you're not filling that position? And so that's the reason I was going to try to fill. There has been so much talk about BOE this year, and I thought that the position would be, maybe whoever takes that position would be someone that would be able to educate them a little more on the process.
Right.
And so...
I didn't... From a BOE perspective, I was kind of holding off until... we'd kind of discuss how the BOE is going to be structured for the summer BOE. I mean, that was how I kind of left it, but...
Well, I withdraw my motion then, and but I would like to see... us proceed with that so that we have a there is a two or three sessions that are educational sessions on BOE, and those are announced sometimes. I know I attended the last two. I think Donna, you were up there with us at Springfield, Jim. I don't know whether you made that last one or not, but that if those classes open up. And Bart Titchener with the State Tax Commission, he is the person that presents that. So whoever's at that meeting gets a pretty good education on what's going on and how to make decisions that are sometimes rather difficult and technical to make. That was my purpose for bringing that up, and you gentlemen want to wait on that. Well, I just wanted to make that clarification.
It's no disrespect to the individual, but we hadn't finished discussion how the BOE is going to be formed. It's going to be the traditional three commissioners, two citizens, or three citizens. So.
Okay. And I withdrew my second, so I mean my first.
Let's juggle very quickly. Donnie, if you'll give me just a minute, I'd like to request that we have Nikki come down in as much as she has something else, just so that we could firm up agenda. Would that be all right?
Well, she has about five or six agenda request items that we're trying to figure out when to schedule them. And that's what it's going to be is when do we, you know, there's request forms.
I understand.
She doesn't have them scheduled yet because she's waiting to get before us to figure out when. That's what she wants to do at this point. Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
It's just going to take a minute.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
You want me to get Nikki?
No, she's going to come.
When there will be several board appointments, and we need to put that down for some time next week or something, or whenever you decide to do those.
I think that's on one of the request forms is all the board appointments. And what about BOA? That was something that, do you have, these were the BOA current members that have expired. We need to okay, then we just need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Nikki. Come on down.
Do you have that table right there, Nick? That's the request forms.
Well.
I said there were several.
I'm keeping this separate because this is today's stuff. So there's that. Would you get that from Dan when he's done?
Jack's done. You love that. Yeah. That's reason if I'd have made that appointment, everybody is.
Okay, John.
She's going to take that down.
Okay.
Just get back to Jillian when you're. Jillian, Nick, you'll bring that. Okay, so let's start with the easy ones first. Okay. Here's the first one. Request from Rainey Hayes to talk about KDOC.
Yes.
Possibly it's Great River.
Did they want to post that?
They do want to post it. You want to do it for Monday, guys?
Monday afternoon.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know what it's about. There's no forms. I feel like they're just going to come and talk about the elevations, correct?
There's
right.
There's something to review.
There is a review of height.
Of the.
And years, number of years of flooding.
Okay, so that's 30-minute request there.
Don't need that much.
15-minute then?
Change it to 15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 15-minute.
You're going to hold engineers down to 15 minutes?
I don't know if I can or not, but that's what my intent is.
Monday, correct?
This coming Monday, yeah.
Okay.
The amendment for engineering services related to the biosolids projects, a 15-minute request. It's basically an agreement for engineering services for them.
Monday.
Right after the other one?
Yep, 15 minutes request is what that was for.
Bob does have a copy, so he's reviewing it.
That can be taken out now.
Reviewed for Monday.
Let me see that. If I'm not mistaken, the sewer district in their meeting that they just had selected a company, and now they're bringing it to us.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's correct.
Sewer board has approved it.
And Bob, have you?
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And is Bob? Have you reviewed the documentation?
I have it. I will have it reviewed by tomorrow. So.
Okay, but we're going to post it for Monday. Mm-hmm. This was just done from, so we can take that off.
Correct.
So we don't even have to do that now. Cost apportionment agreement for 76 and T Highway. This is the MoDOT agreement we created last fall.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of fell through the cracks when Frank left, and I have that as well. But yes. I will be reviewing it. I can have it for Monday.
So Monday afternoon on that, too. This is just our cost share agreement. We had created a program to improve the intersection of T Highway and 76.
It was going to be through a grant.
We were going to try to do the Tiger, and they said you aren't going to get it to the Tiger. And MoDOT said if you just do matching funds, we'll do it at the top of our list.
What's it going to cost us?
The we
200. It was based off the same number as the Coon Ridge, Coon Creek, Coon Ridge. You're on the ridge, you're in the creek, but it was in the Coon Creek.
Okay. About 200.
So what's Monday also?
Yeah.
Monday, and that's that should be 15 minutes, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll be longer than 15 minutes.
But that's with Great River also. Do you want to move them, put that in the same while they're still?
You can probably put those Great River with that one.
Back to back.
We had something left undone on my table, which was Kathy had given us the dirt agreements that we had not agreed upon yet. I found the pile of agreements that we haven't said yes to, and I want to know if we want to go ahead and talk about this Monday too and disapprove the dirt agreements. So let's do this. I'll get some more information because I don't have all the information, and we'll post it later. So this will not be Monday. So put it back in your pile, and I need to get more information together on that. Okay? Then we had a request from Road and Bridge. They are still having a lot of road petitions,
mm-hmm.
and they really want to know a process, what to do. And we kind of need to talk through that with them to say, this is the process. Right now, they said there is, I want to say, 6 or 8 road petitions right now that they want to come before us. But the question really is not so much the actual road petitions, but what is the process?
Right.
So,
Jim, and we had a discussion last year,
mm-hmm.
and in our discussions, as we talked about budget last year, we talked about number of miles that we mm-hmm. would consider in the budget.
Right.
And so that's what's been the holdup on the road petitions. We don't have any concerns with the particular, as you say, the particular roads involved, but we need to know by going through the budget the number of miles that we are going to be able to allow this next year before we start approving miles of petitions.
So we need some more work. We need to do a work session, or
yes,
someone's got to do some research on the budget first.
Right.
Well, not only that, let's set up a work session with those foremen from Road and Bridge so that we, in fact, can generate a good current working budget that they can put some stock into.
Okay.
We basically, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of the budgetary period, approved what we had in 2010, and we need to designate within that budget line by line what we're going to do. And I think we ought to chat with the guys about that.
So let's do this.
And all these things.
Mm-hmm. Mickey, let's do this. We're going to pull this off. We're not going to post this on Monday. Next week is an interesting week anyway. And then we're going to get together. I'll put an agenda request in for something else for the Road and Bridge budget.
Hold
that. Because, yeah, I'm going to have to come up with some reports and some paperwork before we post that, the next thing.
Well, okay. That would be a good Thursday
work session.
Mm-hmm.
2-hour work session, probably.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah. Let's get them. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Because on which Thursday it will be.
What is this?
Winkle Drive.
Those are roads.
We need to post this on Monday. This is a situation where in 2009, the county commission agreed to, we did a road project and a sewer project and infringed on personal property. Of an individual's property, which prevented them from able to using one of the 3 lots. So we agreed as a commission to appropriate some money to them as a purchase of that right-of-way, because that's where the road got put. They just now got everything done with moving the electrical lines and all that, and they're here to get their reimbursement. And we have never signed a contract, but we had a motion to pay. So it's more of a formality, but we're going to have to rediscuss this entire process.
Is the amount of money that's going to be paid the same that was voted upon in the minutes?
Yeah.
Then why don't we just set that up through our accounts payable and move on that, since you all have already approved that?
Yeah.
Go
ahead, Bob.
No one has. Well, we haven't done an agreement. We haven't done anything like that.
I was just going to say, if we're going to pay some money, we need to get some sort of release back from them that they've been paid for all the damages done to them.
Right. And that's why I'm bringing that back up. Finally, we're now to a point where they're ready requesting the money.
But my point is, we don't need to formally discuss that, do we? We can just direct that we need
Bob
what Bob just suggested.
That'd be great. I think you're right. I wanted to give you the opportunity to post if you want.
Well, I'm reading the minutes here. Nikki has handed those to me. And
right.
It's clear that it was a unanimous decision to. No. There were 2 present. But anyway, it was the motion passed.
Okay.
Bob, can you do that and present something to us that needs to be? Thank you.
So we'll just give this to Bob to get the agreement to put in place, and you can let Mr. Dean Gunter to let him know that your the attorney's
going to process
the Gunther, release form. Isn't it Gunther?
BNZ work session.
Mr. Gunther.
I think that's all I want to commit to at this point. These two need to be
Monday's
helped.
Going to be pretty full.
Yeah, and then I think later on in the week is pretty interesting too. So I owe you a road and bridge request form. So
okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. There is one other item on today's schedule. It's the two resolutions for the Solid Waste District.
Yes.
I spoke to Commissioner Houseman about that.
Uh-huh. Oh, you want to go ahead and vote on that one?
It was... Originally, we had put together an appointment of representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Board. Which it doesn't say, it's Dan Strahan. And at the time, we're going to appoint Eddie Coxey as the alternate, which I think we need to move forward. However, just because they need to have this in their files immediately, then we need to have this discussion with the sewer district to see if, in fact, he can serve in that position.
As
talk to the board, because we had done this prior to
the change,
the chatting with them the other day, and I think we certainly need to talk with them about that.
So I'll move.
Until they have this, he cannot be a voting member.
Okay. I'll move to approve this resolution appointing Eddie Coxey as an alternate voting member for the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Board.
And?
Resolution also authorizing the same. Resolution for the appointment.
It's the district council. That's the difference between the
two. Okay, I'm sorry.
One's the executive
and
board.
A resolution.
Let's back up. Currently, we have a motion on the floor.
Just for the Eddie.
Actually, it's to appoint both, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind.
Let me start over again. Strike that. Let me start over again. Motion to approve Danny Strahan to appoint him to the executive board and name Eddie Coxey as the alternate to the executive board for the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District.
I will second that motion. Discussion? Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Dan Strahan, Eastern District Commissioner, to represent Taney County on the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Executive Board and to appoint Eddie Coxey as the alternate to represent Taney County when the principal cannot. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay.
I should have abstained probably. But
motion, no, right. It doesn't matter. It's an ministerial function that you can vote on, I think, is it not?
I'm going to move that we approve this resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Council, appointing Danny Strahan, Eastern District Commissioner, and myself to represent Taney County, and appointing Eddie Coxey as the alternate. So this is a resolution.
I'll second it. Motion's been made and seconded for the appointment of a representative to Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Council and the alternate. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank all right. You.
So she can.
What is this? Don't give a reason. That's not mine, is it?
That's my Thursday folder. That's what this.
That goes here.
Would you like to join us, Donna?
And then this is, you can trash this.
Thank you for being patient.
Trash this and then hand that back to Jill. Gotcha. Thank you. So I just want to let you know, I did post this item, Mr. Houseman, for a commission meetings process. I don't think we've had this sit down with the county clerk to discuss how we want meetings taken. Over the past, we've given different direction at different times, and I think what the clerk is looking for is a unified direction from the commission. So with conversations, that's why I had posted this item.
Well, I can assure you that different commissions obviously have different directions, and even sometimes the same commissions have had different directions about how the minutes taking process should come about and what should be put in place. And I think that we do need to have the discussion, and was receptive, in fact, when you did put that on the agenda request to talk about. Donna is present, and we need to not set in stone, but talk about how we want the minutes to be spread across the record that becomes a permanent record. Some county commissions through the years that I worked with only wanted votes recorded. Some county commissions wanted, not verbatim, but boy, they wanted a lot of information contained within the minutes. And some county commissions fall somewhere in between. And I think it's important, at least from my personal perspective, when somebody approaches the county commission, that we definitely put within the minutes what the subject matter is that they're talking about and any relevant or pertinent points that they have made regarding that topic that they have asked to speak about. And if, in fact, the county commission agrees that something, for example, should be spread upon the minutes and we agree to do that, that should also be a part of the minutes. And I'm somewhere in between. I think that we need to record far more than just what votes are taken on a personal note, and I don't believe that we need to be verbatim. We do have, if I'm not mistaken, tapes for a time specific, if that is ever needed, but pertinent, relevant information regarding information and a good understanding of what the conversations are about, I believe should be included in the minutes. Those are my comments. Jim?
I also think that we should have more than just a vote. I mean, I don't want a dictation of the entire transcribed meeting. I don't think that's the purpose. But, I mean, but what this is, the challenge we open up when we don't do a verbatim is we're asking the clerk to summarize the meeting. And summarization sometimes gets in the gray area. Is she summarizing in her perspective or summarizing in our perspective, and her being in the clerk's office? I think part of the discussions is we need to make sure we establish what should we be doing? I mean, do we make sure that if everyone's, whoever speaks, we capture that name and write a synopsis of what they're saying? But my biggest concern is making sure we summarize it accurately, and that's when you get different people's opinions. And that's the challenge you get when, if we took, all three of us took different meeting notes, we would hear different things and record different things. So we probably need to give further direction besides just a summary of what happens is what are we looking for.
Dan?
Yeah. Being part of this several different processes and me being involved in them, I guess that's, I do want more than votes. I want subject matter, and I do want a discussion about the topic. I do not want a long, lengthy pursuant of every word that's been stated. But I do think that any relative points that are brought forward, some topics need a lot more minutes taken than other topics do. Some topics are basically I agree or disagree or whatever, but some topics need more explanation. So if I wouldn't want to make a limit on the length of them, but I would like to see some discussion put in and votes.
And we're talking specifically non-executive session, because executive session is completely different sets of things. So,
right.
I mean, I would err, because of the process we have right now, we get drafts from whoever's taking, usually Angie, but sometimes Christy, sometimes Donna. I would err on over-information, because it's hard to remember back as we have so many meetings. It's like, start with more information, let the commission come back and edit down versus add to. That seems to be a better way, because then all of a sudden I'm trying to go through my notes, or Ron, I've seen you go through your notes of like what was said. And, so I would like to err on the too much versus not enough on the first draft and let us edit it down. And then as we perfect that process, Angie or Christy or whoever will start seeing what we're really looking for. But that, I mean, that's just another thought for you.
I'm in agreement with that, Jim.
What about public comment?
Okay.
That can sometimes be an assassination of someone's character. I wouldn't think that we'd want to have that in the minutes.
That's a good question.
Personally, I think that if there's someone here with public comment and they have some relevant points that need to be placed within the minutes, we should put them there. If they begin a personal assassination of someone within the county, I'm not really interested in that. And would ask if you put it in the minutes later to say, I don't think this is relevant, nor should we spread it upon the official minutes of the county. That's my personal perspective.
Okay.
And right now, my direction to Angie has been to put subject matter. If the commission has given any direction to anyone, to put the direction down. If they've agreed on anything, to put their agreement down. And, of course, if they voted on anything, to put the motion, and we go back and listen to the motions and try and get those as word for word as possible.
Well, if you heard that last one a minute ago, it's going to be very confusing.
Yeah, so. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Two things.
Sure.
That come to mind that I think we definitely should discuss or at least clarify. When we had the budgetary hearings, just to go back and let's talk about that, for the different elected officials. Each elected official that came in, including the sheriff and the circuit clerk and the prosecuting attorney, and I could name them all, but yourself, et cetera, with each official, we went through that portion of their budget that was not personnel. And we chatted about that. Now, we've already seen the minutes, and it said there was a budget discussion and it went into executive session. So the public really doesn't see that, in fact, we spoke with the sheriff, I think like five times or six times during the course of that process. And there was also a comment, at least from my perspective, that I think would have really been helpful, was with each elected official, before we went into executive session, I shared with them that county council had advised us to go into executive session to talk about personnel in case either the elected official or the county commission were to bring an individual specific name up and were to talk about that employee or employees. And I asked each elected official or informed them of that. And then we went into executive session, I think, if I'm not mistaken, with all. Maybe one or two we didn't, but it seems like we went into it with all. But that wasn't recorded. So I just think, I mean, that's past, but it would have given the public a better handle on the fact, oh, well, they did ask this, they did suggest that. And it might have given some people a different perspective of what actually happened at the time. The second thing is when the county commissioned makes changes, if you will, to the minutes that are presented to them in draft form. If we add comments that we thought were relevant, or if we, in fact, were to strike something that we didn't think was relevant, and we present those, we want those incorporated into the minutes as we present them. That, I think, are the only two things that I have.
What about on occasion we've had commissioners individually request that we go back and address minutes that have already been voted on and make additional comments in those minutes that have already been approved.
I think once minutes have been approved, minutes are approved, and that you can address those issues in future sets of minutes. However, here we approved one set of minutes with changes, and I had passed out the set of changes that I'd taken over to your office to the various commissioners, and we voted on that particular day's minutes. It was with those amendments attached to it. Mm-hmm. They're not in the minutes. So that I don't think should be considered going back, because that particular day we approved it with that amendment attached.
And
this is what I'm referring to.
Right. I know you're I know which one you're referring to. So,
although if there's something that was egregious in that, I want everyone here to understand, I'd be delighted to say, oh, well, okay, we won't put that in, but for all of us to consider that.
And clarification, on occasion there's been a motion made and then a request to remove someone's name that was in the motion, or to add a couple of other words that were not in the motion. Of course, I'm not going to add anything that was not in the motion itself.
Sure, and that makes absolute sense.
And I don't think we should remove any portion of a motion, because it should be exactly word for word.
On the motion, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And if in fact, I make a motion sometime and it's not correct, it needs to be pointed out to me so that I can make a correct motion when we find that. If you catch that, please let me know.
If we catch that, we'll bring it back to you.
You bet.
We've done that before.
Appreciate that.
But, I mean, going back to changing once approved minutes, I mean, we have a situation right now. I listed a bunch of dates a month ago during a motion, and I listed a Sunday. Well, we didn't meet on Sunday, but I approved minutes, and we all voted on minutes and approved them for a Sunday. And you guys fell for the trick. I mean, he didn't. Anyway.
No, Jim, you weren't here.
I wasn't here. The funny part is we don't have any minutes for that day. So how do we go about removing that? Do we just, I mean, that day did not happen.
You would make a motion for correction.
Okay.
And then
just strike.
And strike that on through a motion. And.
Or, as Mr. Hausman has suggested, that in future minutes you state that there needs to be a clarification. Oh, okay.
I think that's what Dan's saying, mm-hmm. In a future meeting.
Yeah.
It's very hard to go back.
We made a mistake on such and such day, and it shouldn't be in there.
Right.
I'm going to make a statement that will probably get me in trouble, but Jan knows that...
better than me. Go ahead.
Jan knows that I have felt this way about, and we're talking about minutes here, and this needs to be said. There are, and since I've been in office, and I made the comment the other day in our meeting that there's probably been about 15 people that I can think of that have came forward and came to the podium with public opinion that didn't have their facts. When they got up and made their statements, they did not make total sense to them, because we hadn't even discussed the issue yet. And so they made comments, and those ended up in the minutes. And those things like that need to be excluded as we approve our minutes. And I thought it was very interesting when you mentioned public comment, and I wanted to say that, that it should be approval by the commission. And if they make a statement that pertains and is legitimate, that the county commission should pay attention to, it should be in there that such and such topic was stated and these points made. But for them to make statements that only cause confusion in the community or cause confusion throughout the process, it should be taken out of the minutes or not even mentioned.
Can I make a suggestion on that? We often have sometimes the same individuals coming back and complaining over and over again about the same issues. When that happens, I've directed staff and have done myself and said X person has come before the commission to discuss concerns regarding this issue. And that's how I've left it a lot of times when I've taken minutes. They discuss this issue because if you're not going to vote on whatever it is they're talking about, there's no sense. Now, if they've said, Mr. Commissioners, I saw a truck off the side of the road and it was blah, 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 we're going to put the detail in there that the commission was informed that this individual saw this truck. We could also put a disclaimer right below that the commission does not state that they agree or disagree with any comments made by this individual, merely that they heard this person or something along that line. But as far as public comment, the citizens are going to take things the way they want it, no matter what we put in the minutes. I mean, if they hear something that they want to connect with that's negative, I mean...
There is a matter of public record, that this is permanent public record, and I do not want someone... It's hard enough for us to stand and make decisions on relevant issues than to have the public, which we are not to reply back to, right, or take a vote, and make statements that are totally irrelevant to the subject matter that is to be even studied by the commission, because we're not relaying back to them, or that's what our new policy is going to be. And so then they make the statement, it's in the minutes, and it gets in the paper, and then we have to make a decision later on this issue. It's old news at that time, but it's a matter of permanent record, and I just don't think that those things, it's been done in the past, I mean, several times, and has been allowed, but I'm not for that. I think that record is a...
the hard part about that is draft, you said to put more into the minutes, and then you can always redact. And certainly you can do that in making your permanent minutes. However, if someone requests a copy of draft minutes, I have to give it to them before they're approved. And that's the bad part. If we go ahead and we put the detail...
Drafts are subject to the 3 days also, aren't they? 72 hours after they're completed?
They are. Yep. But if the draft date exists, I can't destroy it.
I understand. But you can destroy it after the
official...
After the official minutes are made, yes, I can. Unless I've had a request for it. If I've had a request for the draft minutes, I can't destroy the draft minutes.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here? I mean, it is the job of the clerk's office to take minutes for our meeting. It's our meeting, so they should be taken in the format that we want them, in the perception that we want them. Is that correct? Am I saying that correctly?
Well, different people have different interpretations. I believe that the county commission minutes are the county commission's, and I've always believed that. And I believe that the clerk is to retain the county commission minutes. Some of the state absolutely feel that the clerk is to take the county commission minutes. So there are differing opinions about that, and I think Donna would agree that different, for example, Greene County, the clerk retains the minutes. The clerk has nothing to do with taking the minutes. They don't do that.
Actually, whenever that attorney general's opinion circulated through the county clerks, a lot of county clerks went and deputized the individual working in the commission office to take minutes and put them under them as a deputy. And so that became a concern that we were not complying with statute.
I'll ask that question of Greene County, but I don't think that they did that.
That's my understanding of what Richard Struckoff told me he was going to do when that document circulated through the county clerks across the state. So, and I'm referring to that attorney general's opinion that I gave you.
So you're saying that Richard would have deputized someone in the county commission's office?
That's how he
that
chose
falls
to
under,
handle it.
I see, okay.
That's how he...
Because they did that back when Roy Blunt was the county clerk.
Right.
Yeah, rather than hiring somebody to go take the minutes, that's what he chose to do. Of course, I don't choose to do that. I feel like I have to attest to the accuracy of the minutes. And I take that seriously.
So what have we established then?
Well, I think we're having a nice conversation with Donna about what we'd like to see in the county commission minutes. And it's move on from there.
Okay.
If, in fact, we want to do something different, then this county commission is going to have to vote to do something different.
Okay.
I don't know how else to state that.
So do you think you've got clear direction how we want it?
Well, as clear as anybody can have. I mean, okay. we can try to comply as best we can and try and think of it from a perspective of a commissioner. I mean, we do that now. I mean, I try not to put any comments in there, and I don't review every set of minutes that Angie takes. I just don't have the time to do that. But whenever I do, I try to bring it to her attention that if somebody makes a negative comment about another person, we shouldn't put that in there. Only that they have concerns about this particular office and not a negative comment about an individual. Okay. I think that's wrong. I don't think people 50 years from now want to go back and read that this person said that about this person. It should be county business, not...
Is that how the media does it, too? For the record, there's someone here from the media. I was just kidding.
Well, I think that as we pursue this, that, and I don't want Donna to get upset with me, or I don't want Angie to get upset with me, but I think that whoever keeps the minutes that are present and draft those minutes, that the other individual that is, let's just say that Christy or Angie take the minutes, then I don't think that before they're presented to the commission that the clerk should go through and see that they're okay with her. She should see if they're okay with her when we approve them. If she's saying attest those official minutes, yes, attest those official minutes, but not beforehand. Because sometimes if we give direction on the minutes, then it should be a process that whoever's taking those minutes, the term these are commission minutes is very appropriate at that point, because if she takes the minutes and we read them and decide to approve those or take something out or add to before they're officially voted on, then I think that's fine.
All right. Well, I think.
Are we getting some direction established?
I think so. But here's my question, Ron. There's that sheet on the school support fund. What do we do? That wasn't part of the official, or was it part of the official?
Well, it was part of the changes, and then it wasn't. So it's not in the official record, and I think we just need to move on from there and leave it out.
Okay.
Was that something that you'd presented to Angie to have changed? It's my understanding, and Angie, correct me, that she did not get that at the time the motion was made.
Correct.
So
yes, I took it down to her personally. And
prior to the minutes being approved.
She was doing that.
Is that right, Angie? I'm sorry. I don't want to go there. I'm sorry.
We probably just want to go from there and go
in the future. In the future, Angie, you need to document if the commissioner is bringing you changes and try and get those done before they come in here.
Here's what I think, that I'll approve the minutes with the changes on them, and then there's no misconception about how it happens, and I'll print legibly.
That'd be great.
Would that work?
Yep. We just won't do any pre. I mean, there'll be
the changes will be made. That brings me back to what I've said all along. Any changes need to be highlighted or documented in red, where we can see what the changes were made.
Well, and I need to do the same when passing those on from what this commission wants to pass us, and I will do that.
Because it's very difficult to go through several sets of minutes and turn around, and then we start to approve them, and there's a sentence or two or something that's been left out that we wanted in there,
Well, certainly if one commissioner has asked for something to be changed and the other two haven't seen it and then they vote on the minutes, that's not a good thing. So, yeah, we should highlight that for you so that you can see that there's been a change made from the first time that we emailed it.
Anytime.
When we vote on those minutes, we make the changes right here on the draft form and we all three look at them before we vote on them. So at least that's what we've been doing so far.
Okay, great.
That's all I have.
That's all I have.
Donna, anything else?
No, I mean, we'll do our best to accommodate, it's hard to be a mind reader, but we'll do our best to accommodate the commission.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. What do we have list is data sharing agreement?
Oh, here's the list, sir. I can continue on.
Do we want to do that? Do we have something else that's here that would, because as you said, there's nothing here time specific.
Sunshine policy for Donna. Sunshine policy is the only other item.
Well, that's going to be a big one.
And
so
the
let's
refund abatements, possibly.
Refund abatements.
Okay.
I'll have to go get those for you.
Well, okay.
If you want to do those.
Yeah, I have. If you want to look at this, here's the list that we. Well, I'll wait. If you
want to do it that way, that should have everything on it.
Well, I've got two lists. I've got the list that was submitted
for the agenda.
The first for the agenda right here, and then I've got one the girls gave me up here that was changed. And what I've done is marked which ones were here.
Let me look at the information.
Okay, thank you, Donna. All right.
The data sharing agreement. I know you're wanting to. While she's gone.
Okay. Data sharing.
There's not any. That was strictly a con.
It was one sentence that you wanted there, and that's been removed.
What is that in?
Right here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here's the data sharing agreement. It was taken out of there.
Yeah. And I'm going to make a motion for approval.
I second that motion.
May I see the?
You may sure see it.
So a motion's been made and seconded for approval of the data sharing agreement for Taney County Digital Geographic Data Sets. Is there any discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. And I will sign this.
And I'll put it back in the folder, and that way they can...
Was there a second sheet to sign, or just...
Oh, I don't know.
Did you turn on?
There's two copies. Beautiful. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. All right, so... There. While we're waiting here, the cattle guard road issue, is that very quick?
That's just something that we need to discuss here and ask if.
Well, I was looking for the quick things here.
Well, I mean, it won't take long if you guys want. All I can do is explain what's taken place in the past and whether we need to remove it.
I'm going to sign it for you.
Oh. Rick also needs to sign the agreement that you just had. Thank you, Rick.
Can, while you're waiting, Mr. Houseman, could I give you just a brief synopsis of that?
I'm waiting.
Okay, there's on this cattle guard that's been in place, the county was asked to build a fence, and we did, and this cattle guard needs to be removed. It's, I guess, a rather rough structure. It's part of it's caved in. It's been requested by Road and Bridge that it be removed. Randy Hayes came forward and he has asked the commission one time before about removal. And so does it have the road listed on the cattle guard?
It doesn't say anything. Yes, I know. Ron, there's three copies. It just says Beaver Creek Road, Ranch
yeah,
Road.
Yeah, that's it.
So all we're doing is just removing something that we installed.
Yes.
Have to fill in the hole, obviously.
Yes, but the hole will be filled in with material and...
So I don't know if it requires a motion, but I'm good with it. I concur if that's what we need to do. That's
a... Yeah, and it's a road and bridge thing. It's a safety issue also.
So,
and we have expenditure of funds in building the fence so that it could be removed. Right. So, that's...
So you're just saying we just pull it out and fill it in and direct, yep. And direct the East Barn, East Road here, East Barn to take care of it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it needs a motion or just agreement?
I think we just move forward.
Great. All right.
It was a request from Road and Bridge, you know, a couple of times.
Sure.
Busted.
Donna, I have signed these three data sharing agreements for Taney County digital geographic data sets, and Rick has signed them, and we'll need your...
You want to have the ladies do it because they make copies for us up there and circulate, and I'll let them circulate. Don't they?
What I meant to say was, Donna, we'll have the ladies do that and then bring
that
to you.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. I think they always want a copy of whatever we're doing.
Did you hear that?
I just know that I'm always supposed to take it back upstairs, and then they can take it from there.
That's right.
I just don't want to lose anything.
Occasionally, he comes to these meetings with a knot on his head, and I can understand.
And you understand why. They've swung at you. You're a little quicker than I am. So, all right, that's done. Okay.
Well, and it's the form that looks like this. That's your current form?
Yeah.
I definitely want to see that. Can I see that?
Here's what there was. This is the supporting documentation that came with that request. Okay. No, there's not one of those in there. So I don't have that.
What's the highlighted ones?
That'd be personal appropriate, it looks like.
I mean, we have a chart that says that's what it is, or...
Well,
you know it by the numbers, but I just...
Looking at it, if you'll let me look back at that page, I'll... Like, see, these all have property numbers, so those are all real estate... These all have, where it talks about prisoner of war. So these two are real estate. These are all personal. These are real estate. So you need to look in this property or account number, and then you can tell.
Okay. But as you say, and I asked what the highlights were, so you're saying they're personal, and these others are real estate.
That's right.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yep. I appreciate the highlighting of it, but I just didn't know what the highlighting meant if we'd had it.
This is an action of the commission, not an action of BOE.
That's right.
Right. And I have
make sure we're
concerns
not acting...
about these and these.
Well, that's a third. This is the one that's the second one I just got from the girls.
You should have got the one that had the property numbers added to it, because we were requested to add property numbers to it.
Okay.
Looks like it's cut off, Ron. It's
this
the page, it's missing.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, you're missing a part of it.
Okay. Actually, I don't have a copy of any of that.
Well, I have a suggestion for this time, and then if you come back with others.
Here comes Christy. She does. Hey,
Christy.
This is her deal.
Okay.
Okay.
These are
circles.
Yes.
These are all abatements.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I'm fine with that.
Right. So this is just non-BOE stuff, though. This is just
commission. No, this is
BOE. I understand. BOE.
This one right here.
BOE
has a check
will not
waiting.
Be convened until either July or.
Right.
And we don't have any
time. Sitting out here from earlier.
So I understand.
Where is it?
So are they separated? Which one's the commission?
I can't get
which one are BOE's?
Members off of it, though.
I can tell you. Based on the old
policies,
uh-huh.
Can I just
over 3 years old? Then that would be BOE. Any of the real estate is BOE,
including this one for Curtis Bennett that Sheila Wyatt has been waiting on. She has a check for this one, and that's her issue. She can't process
Curtis,
that.
I was going to explain Curtis Bennett.
Okay. Go ahead. If she can't process
but
that
if it's
check.
It's a BOE action.
It is a BOE action.
We're not taking BOE actions today. We're not posted for BOE, we're posted for refund abatements as a commission.
Okay, then you need to look at these right here. These are all refund requests right here.
Curtis Bennett, however, the definition is...
It's
The description is...
By the old policy would have been a BOE.
The description is correcting a BOE decision. And if there was an error made, we do have the ability to do that as a commission.
No.
Am I wrong, Donna?
You are not wrong, but there was no error in the BOE. It was a document presented later on showing that property had burned or something.
It was a computer error, actually.
But it was
not what this says.
Okay, so
my paperwork shows.
For the simplicity of here, let's just strictly focus on commission things that we can do. What are the things that we can do as a commission on this refund of
these personal property, although as Christy is reminding you, 2008, you had requested that anything that was 2008 or older come before BOE. Anything that is, you know, older than that, or newer than that, I guess, 2009 or 2010, could be approved by the commission. Now, you as the commission, along with the BOE, created that policy that held those 2008 over for BOE.
Okay.
So that's your policy. It's not statutory.
How do you want to handle that?
Well, for right now, until I can understand the other, I would suggest these that I've taken a look at. I've marked them on this sheet, which should be this sheet. Part of it cut off, I think.
Okay.
So can we find, let's see, is this Layton right here?
Can I? Yeah. Can I check?
Yes.
Give me a check the ones that
yes.
There was no question to me about.
But once again, is it... Are we sure it's not a BOE function that we're making a decision on? Because that's the problem. We did not post for BOE, and if we make one BOE decision, that decides that we're not going to have a citizen-only board, and that's we didn't post for BOE decisions because we've reconvened for the year then.
These two are definitely the commission based on...
Which ones are?
2012-0011 and 2012-0023.
Those are definitely commission.
Yes.
Gotcha.
The ones that would be in question would be those personal properties for 2008.
Okay.
Because the policy is anything over 3 years would go to the BOE.
Okay.
I can tell you this prisoner of war on the real estate is something I know you can't.
The prisoner of war was the law that was passed, and we should comply with the law.
So does it require
last year?
Right. Does it really require BOE action if it's a law?
No.
It's just a law. I mean, it's the new law.
It's the law, and we are to abate whatever those.
So I don't know that we even have to vote on that, do we?
I don't think so.
Well, it should be.
To make it clean, we need to be the agency that does it, if I'm not mistaken.
So the commission can vote on that, then?
You want us to go ahead and
do
that?
That's my belief.
That's my belief.
You want us to go ahead and do that?
Let me go through these.
Okay.
Bill and Susan Layton, road dedicated to the public, deleted, is what that says right here.
Exactly.
We can do that. So I would suggest adding that to our list.
Okay.
So basically the last four.
The last, actually, Prison. What's that name?
Prisoner of War one, we can go ahead and do it.
Right. So the last four we can do.
Yeah.
Double assessment, yes. Taurus, what is it? 100 or right here. Well, let me give you, let me do this. Here's what I had thought I had the ability. Here. Tell me what.
You
thought Curtis Bennett system, but it said corrected the BOE decision. You said that was not what it was. It is something other than what's.
Well, here. It is definitely a BOE issue normally because it was. It's a clerical error. The computer made a problem, and then as I was talking to Bob, and we were both agreeing that it's BOE. Then I remembered a motion made by the BOE, and I'm trying to remember it exactly.
It allowed the county commission the ability to...
No, it directed us that if there was any anything caused by the... Do you remember that motion?
Yeah, I can find it probably pretty fast.
Yeah.
The assessor had the value correct because the house was torn down, was what I was told. off of the property, which reduced the value. And then after they did that, the computer then
put it back on,
spit out the old value and put it back on at the value that it was on, even though they had reduced it.
Well, the assessor said we should correct that particular one. So whether you're admitting or not admitting, I don't.
I'm just telling you what I was told by the assessor's office occurred. That's all I know.
I know Sheila's had this check for some time and is trying to process it, and I understand a document was presented to Mr. Strahan's office showing some legal document showing that it was burned or something along those lines.
I'm pulling up
Here are the properties, Jim and Dan, that the assessor said. These were forthcoming from him as well, and he would like to see them corrected by the commission.
Are you talking about all of those? No.
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 Okay, I'm going to tell you which ones they are.
Okay.
Curtis Bennett, Boulineau Outdoor, Church Army, Patricia Ann Brigance, Mary Luberda, Ronald Scott, James and Marcia Whitley, Tommy and Carolyn. Nope. Lewis and Subin Unfried, and Bell and Susan Bill Layton. Bill and Susan? Maybe that's spelled wrong.
It's how it's written on the
paper. Oh, okay.
Bell and Susan Bill.
Oh, I see. Cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those are the ones that the assessor's office felt should be corrected.
I found your document. I'm sorry. I knew you had emailed it to me. I just couldn't find it.
Did you find that motion?
I found our policy, the rules. Basically, we call it the rules document.
Right.
I've got it. Basically it says BOE is responsible only for real estate. That was the first basic. So if it's not real estate, we can deal with it as a commission. That was the first thing. So that answered the first question.
And except then for, you'll find in there, except for things that are older than 2008 or 2 years back or 3 years back or something.
I'm looking here. Can't cancel refund up to 3 years from the date of day payment for errors on behalf of the taxpayer or assessor. Is that what you're talking about?
That it has to go before BOE.
Huh.
There's something in there on personal property refunds that had to go before BOE if it was like 2 or 3 years. It had to be like 3 years old. The current year and the year,
okay.
Second year, the commission could do. And again, that's a policy you guys created. So, the commission technically, I believe, according to statute, can do it anytime they want to. But I know Mr. Paulson had a concern with us approving refunds for that many years back.
There is a
concern.
Can
you find a document? That's the spreadsheet that made it simpler.
Wonderful. Do you have that motion that they made?
No refund doesn't require a commission vote. Nothing happens. Commission vote on personal property. And on personal property.
What about?
This is just a personal property document here.
Jim?
Here's.
Go ahead.
Well, obviously, I'm going to have to do some digging, but.
Some of those you want to go ahead and.
Here's an exemption abatement for Church Army. They are exempt, and the assessor acknowledges that they're exempt, and yet there's a tax bill out there for them. It needs to be done away with.
Well, are they truly exempt?
Yes.
Well, we
according to our assessor, excuse me.
Okay. I know we had an issue last year where
it's been debated.
It was debated that the statutes are very clear on what is an exemption and what is not an exemption. And Church Army fell into that world was it last year or the year before?
Okay, who do we listen to then about exemptions?
Well,
the attorney is what we had to do before the interpretation of the statutes. Well, is that not true, Bob? Am I mixing the two?
No, I mean, it would be a good idea to listen when I advise as to whether something's an exemption or not, but the assessor is the one that determines whether it's an exemption or not, and then it goes to the BOE, and they make a determination as to whether it's exempt or not, but oftentimes it's a very complicated issue that's best left if somebody's appealing, saying that they're exempt when they're not, to the State Tax Commission. But if you know clearly that they're exempt, then I guess go ahead. But I mean, that would be my advice: let them appeal and let the issue be totally litigated before the State Tax Commission. But this is the opposite issue. This is one where what they are exempt, and the assessor says they're exempt, and are we? I don't know if there's been an appeal, has there?
I just remember some more conversation with James on this, and if I remember right, what he does with Church Army the first year that they buy something like that, that it does, he doesn't exempt it until the following year. And I think if I remember his conversation, that was something, and I hate to quote him because he's not here, but that was something that he meant to exempt in that tax year but didn't.
Quote him. He said, approve that because it should be approved.
Okay.
That was pretty clear
to
me. At least now, as we go through the process and as I relearn a lot of old things, I'm going to, so that everyone knows, lean to the assessor, who is the assessor in matters of assessment. I see the collector has come in. When it deals with matters of collection, she's going to be my expert that I turn to.
Certainly.
Same as I'm going to turn to the expert on assessment, which is James. He says this should be exempt. I think he's charged with the responsibility of knowing what he is to be. Not that we don't all make mistakes. We do. I do.
Yeah.
Did you have something?
No, that's right. I've just compared. That's in 2011, and he's checked into it. The difference between whether they should be exempt or not, the assessor, you know, he checks into these people, go out there and finds out, and also if it's used for those purposes, and if they find that that it's not for religious purposes or something like that, then that's his difference that he makes his determination. And he's determined, he's went out and checked that one, and determined that it is used
for religious purposes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. Do you have any other particular properties that are listed, either real or personal, on this list that you can shed some light from your perspective on, Sheila?
Well, I just wanted to be sure that we got first finance done. That's the one I'm holding a check on. Others. And Cindy just told me that, you know, we were talking and stuff, and on the personal property, if it's the refunds, I think what the ruling was that you guys had made before was if it's 3 years delinquent, it's a refund. But I just want to see if any of those refunds were for, but I see they're not. None of them are for 2007 year, so I'm okay. If they were 2007 year, that's the reason I wanted to look. I didn't know what we were calling 3 years. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're not. I asked for your input.
Are these 2010 values and 2010 cases? You're saying somebody gets money back. Are these 2010 cases or are they 2011 assessments?
Depends on which one you're looking at here.
Well, the three.
They wouldn't be getting anything back on 2011 because they haven't paid them yet.
I understand.
And that's where you're headed with that, huh?
Yeah.
No, these are, there is no 2011 at least listed here.
Yeah, there's no 2011.
Am I not following you, Bob?
Yeah, I guess my question is, why are we making adjustments in 2010 real property taxes?
We're not. We're making corrections that we've been requested to make, I would assume, from the assessor's office and any other officer that has the ability to bring these to us.
And I just go back to my original question. Is that this is a BOE action, we did not post for it. If it's a commission action, let's handle what we can handle as a commission. But if there's anything that requires BOE action, we can't vote on it because we didn't post BOE.
is...
We got to figure out what we can do as a commission first. We can take care of those things now.
Yep. We, I understand, Jim. It's just a matter of figuring out what is our...
I think...
Sheila, what could you explain to me what check you're holding?
The Curtis Bennett check on his... he tried to pay his taxes. I'm holding a check to pay that real estate bill that you see.
So he wrote a check for the smaller amount, is what you're saying.
And brought the abatement over, and he had the document, I think you probably have it there. When he miscorrected in 09, and he said it was too late then, and something happened and just failed to get corrected in 10, some way the computer was brought over or something. And he thought that on the ruling of the BOE, that it could go ahead and be done. And he gave me the document. I hand-figured it, and the gentleman wrote me the check. But then when Donna looked at it, she said it didn't meet the qualifications for what BOE had voted on, and that it had to, that it couldn't be done that way. It had to go through officially back to BOE by itself. Danny and Ms. Jarvis, do you remember what I'm talking about?
If I remember the motion, it said anything in 2009 that had been changed in 2010, we could correct it if the value had changed. The value from 2009 and 2010 is exactly the same, but the assessor didn't correct it in 2009, and it didn't show up on the books in 2010, although if you look at his record, there's a snapshot of his computer program that shows that he's adjusted at some point in time to a lower amount. But his 2009 tax bill and his 2010 tax bill are exactly the same.
Once again, is this a BOE action or a commission action? That's all we got to figure out first, because I will not vote on a BOE action. So I need someone to tell me what I can vote on as a commissioner, because BOE is not in session.
I tried to post it for the real estate, so because this was the whole thing, you know, that you gentlemen were going to have, so we could process, you know, the payment. They, when they posted it, they tried to post it so that this could be discussed, and I don't know what needed to be done.
We have a Moriuchi case coming up where we told them that they can't get a refund after December 31st when the taxes are due. I know nothing about
that's
this.
A whole other area because they continue
totally
because at least the assessor continues to state that they're making statements on his behalf that he disagrees with. So for me it's a different issue. But
There's a notarized statement with this abatement that, of course, I know what you're saying, whether it's a BOE or not, so it goes back to however it was posted. They tried to post it so the real estate, so this would be discussed. There is a notarized statement in with this abatement stating that the gentleman in October 2009, he went to see the assessor, and they agreed the building was gone or whatever it was. Then, and James told him it was too late then, but he would take care of it for 2010. And then it fell through the cracks somehow, and then when he come to pay his bill, anyway, you know the rest of it. He brought the abatement, and we collected it based upon that.
He says he made the corrections. It's the computer that put it back at the old value, and that has
okay.
So it's our mistake.
I have some.
Yeah.
So my question here, I need an answer for Jim's question. I mean, I'm ready to do this if we can do it. If we can't, then...
Did you find that motion?
Yes.
Okay, we had a motion made that had to deal with computer issues. If you can let Christy read that motion.
Surely.
November 29th, Dave Oliphant made a motion to approve the assessor to correct all computer calculation error abatements for the remainder of the year, setting their 2010 assessment values to the 2009 values. Jim Stroffus seconded the motion. It was passed by a vote of 5-0.
And that's why I could not automatically make the change, because his 2009 tax bill is exactly the same as the 2010 tax bill. So I couldn't make the correction. So
the motion doesn't apply to
that. That motion does not apply to this case, specifically because that bill was the same in 2009. If you hadn't included matching 2009, then we could have done it.
Is it possible to post it for BOE decision and get it solved?
Problem is we haven't decided if BOE is going to be a three commission and two citizen or three citizens for 2011.
Okay. Well, I'll just keep the check in my vault, in my pending box. Okay.
I'm sorry, Sheila.
Okay. Thank you.
Which one was that?
Bennett.
Oh, but it doesn't say on my sheet.
No, it's 2012-0004.
You have an abatement number?
It doesn't say that on my sheet.
Abatement number.
Is it 3430 to 1050?
Yes.
Yeah, that's yours.
058, yeah. The 0852 abatement number, which is that. That's this.
Copy for you.
Okay.
Here's the original, which we don't want the original. I'll speak for one. We'll take a copy. This is that goes. That paperwork goes with that specific one you just.
Again, if I can.
Which one are you looking for?
Here are, and that would take this one. Okay, here he is. That would take that out. What the assessor said that he was comfortable with are, if you exclude, now including Mr. Bennett, one, two, three, the top four, he's comfortable with all of them, all the way down to the bottom, with the exception of Medlock and Taurus.
But they're all real estate.
That's all BOE.
That's all BOE. The only thing I think we could vote on is the 2010 and 2009.
Well, let me ask you a question, and okay. if you don't mind. Because my understanding of what the commission can do, and obviously the group that I'm sitting here with's understanding is different. And that is that when a mistake was made, it could be corrected by the commission. Does the commission not have the ability to correct double assessment, whether it's personal and or real estate?
I would have to look at that. There's a couple of statutes, one that talks about BOE and the other one that talks about the commission. And I believe there's a first-class situation, first-class county as opposed to third-class, but I'd have to look at the statute. My concern is that it's a 2010 tax, and whether you even have jurisdiction to act on a 2000 tax that was due and owed on December 31st and should either be paid under protest or paid. And certainly at that time, if you'd paid under protest, you can make any corrections you want in the new year. But I would have a concern about jurisdiction to actually make the correction. But I haven't looked at it, so.
Well, how about if I assessed you for owning a piece of property? You didn't come in and pay taxes, and I can't abate it, then I'm going to dun you for that. You're not going to pay it, are you, as an individual?
At the risk of losing my property, I might. But
you don't own it.
If I don't own it, I won't pay it, obviously.
Well, let's say you own it, and it's assessed for five times more than what it should be, and we made the mistake.
Which
my point is, and I'm listening to you, Bob, very carefully. My point is, I'm wondering if there's not something in place that will allow us to correct our errors after a certain point in time.
I'll certainly look at that if given that task. However, if I get a notice saying that my tax is five times higher than it should be, whether it's a notice early on in the year or it's a bill which is considered a notice, I have a duty to object to my tax amount before I pay it on December 31st. And I can't appeal after December 31st at all.
I get where you're coming from, Bob, and
I'm fine if we treat everybody the same. There's so many people that come in that have gripes with the assessor's office concerning the amount that he's assessed it at, and they come in the new year, and I use the defense of there's no jurisdiction, we can't hear you, it's after the 31st, you had a duty to do something, and they lose. They lose every time. And now to say that we'll do it on some that we think are worthy and not on others that we don't think are worthy.
No. I'm not saying have an inconsistent policy. Okay. I want to have a consistent policy.
All right.
I haven't been here long enough to go through these.
I understand.
So I've not tried to establish anything on my own. It's just that I'm looking here at somebody who was assessed for a road that was really dedicated to the public. The person doesn't owe that tax. And the assessor has said we should pay that. And he's paid it. We should refund him back. It could have been in a stack of tax bills that that individual had. It's not much.
It's
residential, $100. It's probably $4, $5. But
I agree that it's wrong that he should have to pay that. I totally agree that it's wrong that he should have to pay that.
General Assembly passes a law. If you're a prisoner of war, you don't have to pay property taxes. We have them assessed. They paid it. Maybe we don't have the ability to send that person, I'm serious, the check back. But I think we should. I'm saying. I know we're on the same page. It's just
the concern is, and we've had this happen before, was we ended up having BOE continuing from the last year over till almost summer BOE of the following year.
Exactly.
And stacks of them started coming up because we were not following, in my opinion, we weren't following the law and forcing citizens to stay within the parameters set by law. And it's not nice sometimes, but there are laws. In First Class County, it's my understanding that BOE does meet to correct, and it says specifically the three things that you can correct for: clerical, erroneous, and
double assessment.
Personal and real?
Real estate. Personal falls under the commission.
So BOE, we can schedule a meeting and address these issues, perhaps, is what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Sheila?
At that point, it's your deal, but...
Just point on that last one, on 2009, on that dedicated road, that has to be abated off. That's a real estate, and if it's going to be on the tax sale, I took it when we discovered it's not on my books for 2010, and when they took it off, sometimes if you're working in the assessor's office, you may forget that the books have already closed when they exempt the parcel or delete it. And say if they do it after the books close in May and they do it in June there, they've done it thinking they've done it for 2009, but it didn't. Instead, we get charged. So that last one will have to be abated off.
All you have to do is call a meeting of BOE to, that's a clerical error.
I have. Well,
thank you. Okay, all right. And let me ask another question, if I can continue. Current members that are in BOE, are they still serving until they have someone appointed to take their place? Or
their terms expire at the end of the year.
So they are time certain?
Correct.
Hmm.
I personally haven't looked. So.
Yeah, I
think the commission automatically fills the position unless they do something differently. And
so,
I certainly continue to have the position, so does James.
Well, yours are...
They're tied to the elected seat.
Statutory.
That's exactly right.
But voting members, are there two appointments that are up or just one? What's their term for the BOE?
They're one-year terms.
Okay.
And they're two positions.
Gotcha.
And they're five-year terms.
And the three of us certainly could be a quorum.
The commission could be a quorum.
Yeah.
So we could, to handle those few that need to be handled, do this and move forward, or potentially, guys?
Today?
No.
Okay.
If we post it. Did I say no, okay, I got high enough?
No.
Oh, no. We'll talk about it. Which ones are we going to approve, gentlemen? I'm ready for a motion.
You've got me confused.
I don't know which ones we can. I have.
Let's look at them one on one.
If it's personal property,
removing,
we can do that. According to that little sheet, personal property.
For 2009.
2010, 2009, 10, and 11.
We can do those. That's a commission action.
I want to make sure you remember.
Problem is, all of these are 2008.
That was a decision made by you guys to take the 2008 to BOE. That's not statutory. That was something you guys did in BOE.
Here's a question. Were these vehicles not licensed then? I mean, you're sitting here for starting the third year, fourth year, the wrong year?
Jane Doe gets their statement that they have to go get their tags. Okay. They go over to pay their taxes because they haven't paid it for the last 2 years. And then they found out, oh, I take it to the License Bureau, and they go, well, we don't have a 2004 on here for you. And the citizen goes, oh, that's not supposed to be 2004. It's 2005. So then they come back over.
But how can it be 08?
I'm sorry?
How can it be 08? It's a two-year tag.
And they won't let the collector just write on there, cross out their bill and put 2009 that they've already paid. They actually have to come back and get the document corrected.
So I should not be concerned this is an 08 change.
No, because if you look on the abatements, the Girls and Personal Property will pull up the report from the DOR and it will give them.
I happen to know that person and I know the instance that caused that. Specifically, she's already had her 2009 bill. She discovered it when she, I'm not sure at what point in time, but she realized her 2009 bill was wrong, and the people in the assessor's office and personal property realized that 2008 was also wrong, and then corrected it and created the abatement.
Okay. All right, I'm going to move that we approve abatements as a commission, abatements for numbered 2008-09. You see that?
Nope.
You got cut off. Okay. Let's try again. Okay, I'll just use the names here, Ron. Maybe this will help. You don't have the names either, because the abatement numbers.
Would you like me to give you the names?
But well, I've got them. I've got them right here. I'm just trying to get them. Here they are, Ron. This is what was emailed to us. Personal property refund, wrong vehicle year. So I said the
hold
motion.
Hold on a second. Which one are you at? Right here?
I got it.
I got the number right here.
Okay, so 09-10-11 and 23.
And three of those are 2008, and I'm just reminding you.
Right, but as a commission, we can do personal property.
Yes.
So. So I moved that we approved those five abatements. Did you get those?
Okay, did you have 8, 9, 10, 11, and 23?
Correct.
How do you do that? 8?
Okay. Luberta Scott.
Hold on.
Scott.
Yes.
Whitley.
Yes.
Medlock.
Yes.
Torres.
Got it.
Those are personal property that I know we can do. To approve those abatements.
I want you also to consider adding
the prisoner of war?
Yes.
And 0035. That's a goofy one, so we're following the law.
It's a new law that was passed. So.
Right. I don't know why we have to do any action. So those I'm confident on.
That was real estate?
That was a real estate item.
That's a brand new law that was passed, and actually the assessor should just
do it. Should take no action. Should just.
But to make it cleaner,
as a commission, we're saying follow the law.
Okay.
That's a unique one. So that's my motion.
No.
It's real estate.
Okay.
We'll come back. Yeah, I mean that's. I'm comfortable with this. And
I'm with you. He has made a motion. I marked these down.
Yeah, I know which ones they are. Yeah. I'll second it.
Out of frustration, I hear it. Disgust.
Well, there was a motion made and was read by Christie that included 2009. Nothing to do with 2010, nothing to do with 2008.
Right.
So I have a little bit of a conflict with I understand that we can do personal property.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's government. This is our own little cheat sheet, what this is, but since it's personal property, we can. It exceeds our range.
That's the reason I seconded the motion, right. But I just wanted to make it clear that we need to shape up our motions.
I would agree with you, Commissioner Strahan.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve refund/abatements as numbered and given to our minutes taker. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Two things. I think for those that are outside of BOE, we need to have a new list, and we also need to consider setting a time to hear these. Inasmuch as the collector's been holding a check for someone for some time, and there are other issues here that need to be dealt with, if in fact we can do that. So we'll have that discussion.
I think you have plenty of time to change your board members prior to summer BOE if that's your intent. Just comment.
I'm still lobbying that we have citizens sit on the board and not commissioners. So. Next thing on the list, Commissioner Hausman, I know you're getting ready to ask that question. We have an executive session that we have yet for personnel that we have yet to have. We also have the Sunshine Policy discussion that we have not completed. And that was the last two items that we have posted for today.
Well, I would just as soon take a look at...
One more correction, sir. We postponed to a definite time of 3:15 for the Sunshine, so we cannot move that one forward.
You mean we can't postpone it earlier?
No, I'm just kidding. Postpone to a definite time to an earlier time? I think they would frown on that. The Sunshine police would do that.
I don't see the point of going into executive session with the different individuals we're going to be speaking or in regards to, and then come right back out for the time-specific meeting and then go back into executive session. Do you have something else here that we can chat about, gentlemen, in the meantime?
No, I'll welcome a recess, though.
No.
You have no recess for me?
You get no soup today.
No soup today. I understand how you operate.
Let's stand in recess until 3:15.
Vacation or big recess?
Vacation.
Summer vacation.
That's it.